You know, oddly, I actually can imagine, you know, if Wes Moreno were a baseball player and he's coming up to the plate, I can imagine him coming up with this song. I would also imagine him with his grilling mitts and his sunglasses on, but, you know, because he's big into grilling. Wes Moreno, he is the interim county administrator in Escambia County. He joins us now by phone. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Great to be here, Andrew. Great to be here.
Hey, good to have you. So we have some really good news to talk about this morning and a couple of questions, but let's start with this. Today is 1 year after Sally made landfall. Of course, a horrible storm, which was itself, 16 years after Hurricane Ivan made landfall in just about the same exact place. Two very different storms, two of which had, you know, tremendous, awful outcomes. Where are we now a year later with things like FEMA reimbursement and, you know, facilities that were damaged, including like the fishing pier? It's just a lot of different things that kind of been tracking and we haven't talked about in a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the good news with FEMA reimbursements, you know, our biggest cost, of course, was debris, debris removal, debris hauling and such. We have about $61 million that has passed the FEMA review for all of our documentation, and it is now in the Florida Department of Emergency Management, and they are doing their audit. And we are hopeful and optimistic that within maybe six to seven months, give or take, that we'll be seeing those reimbursements roll in. And so that'll be huge. You know, $61 million coming back in to us as a reimbursement would be huge for us. And then we have our projects, our engineering projects, that we're continuing to work. You know, the FEMA, that process is a little bit lengthy, but even today on today's agenda, you'll see something on there from the engineering department awarding a task order for design for a FEMA project, and you'll see those just about every meeting. So we're rolling, you know, we're rolling them as quick as we can to bring some of those projects into fruition and get them completed. And as we get them completed, then we'll get our reimbursements.
Very good. What about the fishing pier? I know that's not a FEMA thing, that's a Skanska thing, but, you know, the last I remember, it was about a $15 million valuation, and it was clearly a maritime law strike, so they should be obligated to pay, but they had been dragging their feet. Are we any closer to a resolution on the reimbursement from that?
Not really, honestly.
Okay.
We're not. We're still working through it.
And I know this is not your decision to make, and I don't think there's been any official talk about it by the board, but do you have any sense? I mean, I don't expect the pier to be rebuilt because I don't think we have the political will to make that kind of an investment, but all the fishermen are going to be screaming if that doesn't happen. Do you have any, has the board given any indication of when we get that money back, what they're going to do with it in terms of if they're going to replace that fishing pier?
I think they will maybe look for an alternate location for a facility.
Okay.
You know, we're still kicking around some ideas on that. I know there has been some effort made in kind of talking about an alternate facility being built somewhere, but nothing solid at the moment.
Okay. But very unlikely to rebuild that structure, but maybe take some slice of that.
Correct.
$15 million and do something to reestablish a fishing facility of some kind. Is that kind of generally what I hear you saying?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for the update. Now to today's news. You know, we talked to Nick Grady the other day. The firefighter union contract is on the table today to be ratified, and a contract on the table to be ratified with corrections officers for both of those unions. They've been out of a contract for about 3 years now. This is huge news, right?
It is. It's big news. It's a good step in the right direction. It's moving forward. It's making us competitive. It's going to help us recruit and retain, and it's going to adjust an effort to adjust some of the guys that have been there for a bit to address some compression, and also, you know, to let them know they are important and that we do appreciate them. And it's I think both contracts are good. A lot of work has gone into them. A lot of efforts have been from both sides. And I hate to say sides because we're all one county. We're all one team. Should be. But that's kind of how it's kind of how we look at it sometimes when we get to talking. But, yeah, a lot of work, a lot of effort, and And I think it's just great news.
And the base pay scale for a corrections officer, it looks like here is, $1,579 is the base starting as a trainee, and then once they're trained, it's $1,741. Is that right?
That's correct. That's exactly correct. And they're going to get that same compression proposal to the 2, 4, and 6. You've been in class 1 to 3 years, you get 2, 3 to 7 years, you get 4 and 7 plus, you get 6. Those one-time adjustments to help with compression. So they'll realize some of that as well.
How, for people who haven't maybe been tracking this, do you know offhand what the current number is of positions and corrections that we're short? I know in fire it's in the couple dozen range, if I remember correctly, maybe in the 20 to 25 range. Correct me if I'm wrong. So we're short of people, but in corrections it's enormous, right?
Yeah, it was close to 100 at one time. I'm not sure the official number today, but they've been putting a few folks through the academy. And so we have kind of made a little bit of progress in that regard, but we still have a lot of vacancies there in corrections. And so we're hoping that this will help make us a little more competitive and a little more attractive to come. You know, you take that pay along with the benefits that are provided. The benefits are great. And you get your high risk retirement in both scenarios. And so it's, I think it's going to help us make a lot of headway in hiring folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's good news. It certainly took a long time, and I know people have been frustrated about both of these missing, but it's good news to have it finally. You also have another bit of good news today. I think we're going to have a new facilities director. So somebody's got to make sure the buildings work. They don't work themselves, right?
Yeah, that's right. We bring it on Rob Hogan, and he's coming to us from New Jersey, actually. He comes with about 25 years of experience running large-scale facilities department, and so we're excited to have him coming on board. He should start with us, I think, on the 28th here, coming up soon. And, you know, left a big hole when Cassie left, and so we're excited to have him coming on board and get his feet under him and get running. And I don't think it's going to take him long. Like I said, he brings a lot of experience with him. And so that's great news for us.
Yeah, no, it is a good development, starting to replace some of these open positions. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the interim county administrator in Escambia County. Wes, we're also ordering 3 new pieces of apparatus for the Escambia County Fire, a $2.4 million purchase, a ladder truck, a pumper truck, and a pumper rescue. Not from the same company we ordered the other 4 from, though, right?
That's correct. We decided to we go with a different company this time. You know, we've had some issues with the last 4 trucks that arrived, and so we felt it might be more prudent to not go down that same road, and let's go with a different company, and hopefully we'll have better results with these trucks as they come in. But we're looking forward to have them come in. It takes a little bit of a lead time to get them. And also on the agenda, you know, we're purchasing 4 ambulance chassis, and so we'll get those going, and we also have 3 other ambulance chassis that are currently being refurbed, and they should be back to us by December, we hope.
Oh, okay. So all pieces of good news. You know, as we've talked about before, the other 4 apparatus, and as you say, having the ambulance chassis, that's a super important thing. You guys gave a pretty dire report talking with Jeff Bergosh last week on the coffee with the commissioner about all of this. Speaking of that, the company that made those lemon trucks is supposed to come in town and work to fix those. Has that happened? Are they coming next? When are they coming?
No, it is in process now.
Okay.
It's in process now.
Well,
yeah.
I'll take that.
They've come to the table, and they're making good efforts to repair things and make the adjustments that need to be made to those trucks. And so we're excited, and we're hoping that when we get done, that we will have 4 great fire apparatus that will be in our fleet.
Well, again, we need it. I know the 1, you know, gets used a ton already, so fixing that squad 3 is important. We also, good news came out last
yep.
week. We had 7 firefighters pass the physical on 9/11, including 2 women, which is a little bit unusual, which is a good news. Last thing, though, I wanted to ask you about, there's an agenda item on today, and it's going to, when people hear this, I'm worried that they're going to get eager and start responding immediately. You guys are going to be doing a rental assistance program, but not yet, right? This is in the future, in October. Don't call. It's not done yet. When the plan gets implemented is when we're going to start announcing people can apply, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're not quite ready to start taking applications. You know, the last agenda, the board approved the hiring of a consultant that will administer this program for us, and they will, well, I mean, from A to Z, they'll be doing all the administration of the program. What's on the agenda today is the approval of the policies for the program and also the approval of a purchase order or a change order to what we call Neighborly, which is a software that we utilize that the Indiana people import their applications into Neighborly. And so that's what's on the board today. But we're, you know, this is just setting things up, getting things in place. And when everything's ready to fire off, we'll certainly make that announcement.
Well, it's a program that a lot of people are going to be interested in. I'm worried that somebody is going to catch wind of it and be like, oh, everybody should apply. No, not yet. But we will definitely.
We've already gotten some calls with people asking. You know, and the state's been doing this for a couple months now.
Right.
But, you know, their program, it has been up and running. But so we're getting set up, and we'll certainly let everybody know.
Absolutely. Wes Moreno, he is the Interim County Administrator. Meeting is today. If you want to watch it, I know I will, because I always do. Wes, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for the work that you do. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.